Crypto Market Analysis September 21. What happened in the cryptocurrency world over the past 24 hours? US SEC's decision to delay decision on Bitcoin ETF was positively received by the market participants, and most of cryptocurrencies reacted to it with growth. Bitcoin and Ethereum followed bullish scenario, dash successfully broke the upper border of the triangle. Bitcoin fulfilled all the goals of bullish scenario. It attacked the $6,534 mark and tested the upper border of the high volume area. Time lapse: on September 21, 2017, the Bitcoin price was fixed at $3,875. Daily scenario: BTC chart by TradingView. Today bulls need to develop their success. The basic goal is to move to the $6,646 to $6,789 area and test its upper border. Ethereum partially fulfilled the bullish scenario, attacking the $224 mark. Today, the test of an upper border of the high volume is highly probable. Time lapse: on September 21, 2017, Ethereum price floated at around $283.31. Daily scenario: ETH chart by TradingView. Today bullish scenario provides a move to the $238 mark with a possible attack towards the $247 level. Dash successfully left the triangle, completing the first target of the bullish scenario. Recently, the cryptocurrency is advancing to the $212 to $220 area. After a little consolidation, Dash can mount an attack on the local maximum marks, $224 to $227. Time lapse: on September 21, 2017, Dash was decreasing and fixed at $362.86. Daily scenario: Dash chart by TradingView. Bulls should gain in the $212 to $220 area. This move will prepare an attack on the maximum mark and lead the cryptocurrency to the $236 level. Aside from Bitcoin, Ethereum and Dash, there are several other interesting digital currencies worth taking a closer look at. The losers and winners of the past 24 hours are Uquid Coin with 96.48% growth, and Verimi with 48.83% decrease. Keep an eye on cryptocurrencies, study them, and use our quotes page to keep up to date. Trading in the cryptocurrency market is associated with high risks and is not suitable for every investor. The above analysis should not be considered as a recommendation or a call to action. Each trader should assess the risks for themselves. Both the author and Insider.pro are not liable for the potential losses incurred.